Chala, Perk Alf Mishnah Ches, Isis HaKlovim, dough that's made for animals, for dogs. Now this dough had a lot of bran in it. Bizman Sha'arayim and Oichelim Imena, when there wasn't so much bran that was fit that the shepherds would be able to eat from it. Chayeves B'Chala, so it's Chayev and Chala, because it's considered regular bread, regular food. Uma Arvin Ba, and not only that, you can do what kind of Erev are we talking about? So the Rav says Eruvei Chatzeres, that you'd be able to take from your house to your Chatzer. The Rambam says Eruvei Tchumen. Eruvei Tchumen, we know, actually has to actually be bread. And it could be the Rambam's Lav Davke Eruvei Tchumen, the Taisa Santif goes into it. Umishtatfin Ba, and similar to Eruvei Chatzeres, when you had a Mavoi, that you wanted to be able to carry, to be yotzi from Chatzeres to a Mavoi, where the Chatzeres are open to this Mavoi, which is an opening area outside the courtyards, that other Chatzeres were connected to the same Mavoi. So they would do Shitufe Mavuos. So they would make like a partnership with all the Chatzeres that they'd be able to join into this Mavoi. So you're allowed to use this type of dough that has a lot of bran in it. As long as the shepherds are able to eat from it, you can use it for shetufei muvois. Umevarchen alea, and you can make a brach on it. The Rav says birchas amaitzi. The Taisa Santif says also benching. Umezamnen alea, and also you can make a zimun when you have three people. Venasis biyantif. And now on that, you're allowed to make it. You're allowed to cook it and bake it on yantif because it's fitting for human consumption. The Rav says why? Because of the chelek that goes to the roam, to the shepherds. And a person's yotze eating this on Pesach, the Rav says on the first night that he has to eat a kezayis matzah. If you have matzah made from this stuff, it's mutter. However, but if the shepherds won't eat it, there's so much bran in this that it's like chewing gum. So it's not chayev and chala, because it's just a meichel for klovim, but not for humans. So why is that nachayv and chala? Because the Torah says, "Reishis arisoy sechem." The Rav says, "So arisoy sechem, your dough shalachem chayev is v'loy shal chala, but not a chayis dough. Ve'ein ma'arvin ba, and you can't do eruvei chatzeris or like the Rambam eruvei tchumin. Ve'ein mishtatvin ba, and you can't do shitufei muvos. Ve'ein mevarchin ala, and you can't bench or say birchas amozim. Ve'ein mezamn ala, you can't do zimun. Ve'ein anasas biyantif, and you know how to cook for it. You know how to make it on yantif, because you know how to cook on yantif for animals, dafka humans." Vein Adam Yotze Ba Yedei Chavasa BePesach, and you not Yotze Yedei Chavasa BePesach with this. Benkach U Benkach Metama Tumas Oicholin. But either way, even though it's fit only to eat for a dog, still that's still considered a food because the Rav explains that since a Yedei Adchak, a person could eat this if he's forced to, and it's not Pasul Melechol from Achilas Kelev. So therefore, still it still retains its status regarding Tumah. That it becomes tame as a food, and it can be tame other things as a food. But that's just the gabi tuma, but it's not considered bread, and therefore it's pater from all those things that we just mentioned.